Coast Radio News for Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. I'm George Henry. 11 a.m. yesterday morning, Governor Kate Brown outlined new face mask requirements for the entire state of Oregon. Brown said that the Oregon Health Authority and OSHA are working on specific guidelines that will be shared with the public upon completion. The governor also asked that businesses step up to help regulate the mask ordinance, since it is not her wish to have local law enforcement issuing tickets. She reiterated that it's up to the public to ensure that this disease does not continue to spread. With cases above 8,900, the expectation that Oregon could exceed 10,000 within a week unless changes in behavior occur. Brown was asked why she did not call for a complete moratorium on 4th of July celebrations, but was reluctant to do so, but rather strongly encouraged citizens to keep celebrations small.
I want to encourage you and say to you that we need to keep people safe. And I want to say, please, please, please keep your backyard barbecue, your picnics down to your family household members.
Brown also said that it was unfortunate that the weather forecast for this holiday weekend is good, which undoubtedly will bring people out. But if good practices are followed, they may be able to limit the number of new infections. A four-mile stretch of Highway 101 had to be closed yesterday morning after a police chase ended in a crash near Winchester Bay. Douglas County deputies attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle that fled and later crashed near milepost 217, killing the driver. The Oregon State Police bomb unit was called in after deputies noticed what they thought were explosives in the vehicle. Highway 101 was closed in both directions while the investigation took place. The roadway was reopened just before 4 p.m. yesterday. Kevin Lee Cooper of Florence was sentenced to life in prison yesterday after pleading guilty on June 19th for the killing of his mother in March 2019. Cooper bludgeoned his mother in her home on Munsell Creek Drive and dragged her body into the garage before calling police. He initially reported that he found his mother dead, but Cooper's then-girlfriend changed her initial story and told police that she had helped Cooper to get rid of his bloodied clothes in the woods. Cooper will be eligible for parole in 25 years at the age of 87. Lane County is reporting the total number of coronavirus cases is now 167, with two hospitalizations. That's 12 new cases in Lane County. In all, the state reported its highest daily count on record with 281 new confirmed cases. There has also been one new death to report from Marion County. A 91-year-old woman with underlying health conditions died on June 29th. Marion, Multnomah, and Washington counties have the most reported cases in the state. The state of Oregon showed little increase in weekly gasoline prices. In fact, Oregon showed the smallest increase of any of the 50 states. This is good news for Oregonians that plan to do any traveling over the 4th of July weekend. Even though there are new regulations regarding mask wearing, the parks and camping will remain open, giving travelers a chance to get away to areas that can allow social distancing naturally. The Oregon average for the price of regular gas is $2.59 a gallon, and the Florence price is currently unchanged from last week at $2.39 a gallon. Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon says some states saw a 10% increase in preparation for the holiday. This weekend, it's estimated that 97% of travelers will make their destination by car. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, July 2nd, 2020.